From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Overtown section of Miami, which is just northwest of downtown, was once known as Little Broadway and the Harlem of the South. And that was back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. It saw the likes of musicians such as Sam and Dave, Lena Horne, Sam Cooke, James Brown, even Ray Charles played the clubs that stretched along Northwest 2nd Avenue. The music has long stopped, but Amy Rosenberg is determined to change all that. Amy is the executive director of the Overtown Music Project. It aims to link Overtown's musical past with its present. Amy, great to have you here as always.
Thank you so much.
You have to tell the story of how you were moved to create this organization in the first place.
4 years ago, I was on a walking tour in Overtown, learning more about the musical history of the area. And I just had this crazy moment where I realized that I wanted to make returning the music to Overtown my life's work, and I ended up selling my small business 6 weeks after that tour.
And then how do you start?
Oh, there's no roadmap to this kind of work. The first 9 months I spent going literally door to door in Overtown to churches and businesses and political leaders and asking for them to buy into this plan that I had and hoping that they would see me not as someone coming in from outside of the community, but as someone who wanted to be a part of their community. And it took some time to make that happen.
Where are we today? Because we've discussed, I guess, at least two or three times you and I have talked about some of these things. You've had the gospel, you've had the jazz. Where do you go from thinking, I need to do this, to actually showing that there is something happening?
We are going into our fourth year, and we now do 7 events, 6 of which are in Overtown. And they include, like you said, the gospel brunch, but also a series at Jackson Soul Food where we do these jazz supper clubs. And in addition to that, we're launching 3 programs this year. Our first program launch is going to happen in a few days with University of Miami's Frost School of Music. We have a program called Harmony Project Overtown at Frederick Douglass Elementary, and we're teaching the kids to appreciate and play jazz. We went to Frederick Douglass Elementary with a very famous musician named Terrence Blanchard, and he performed for these 2nd, 3rd, and 4th graders. And I have to say, I didn't know at first what to expect. Are these kids going to embrace jazz? And I have to say, they loved it. They were playing invisible saxophones and really getting into it. And I don't know who loved it more, the musicians who were there from UM or the kids. And what we hope to bring to these kids, we're starting with a program twice a week, is an opportunity to really explore for the first few weeks. And after that, they get a free instrument.
Wow. How does this keep going?
Funding is how it keeps going. Right now, we're okay, but we definitely will need to make this program sustainable. And my hope is that in 5 years, instead of starting with, 50 or 100 kids, we have 500 kids coming to us per week.
Which is why you have your annual fundraiser this weekend.
Of the events we do, 6 that are in Overtown, and the 7th is at the Fontainebleau at an amazing venue called Live, and they've been generous enough to give us the space. And what we're presenting is an 18-piece big band mashup with hip-hop. Maceo from De La Soul will be the DJ, and Melton Mustafa's orchestra will be the big band.
Ticket information is available on our website, WLRN.org. Thank you, Amy Rosenberg of the Overtown Music Project.
Thank you so much.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.